The militant Islamist group Hamas says it will soon launch a building campaign in Gaza. The goal is to replace 1,000 homes that were destroyed during an Israeli military operation 2 years ago. But to do that, Hamas says it needs to stop militants in Gaza from firing rockets into Israel. The World's Matthew Bell visited Gaza to see how the effort is going.
On a recent chilly morning, a pair of soldiers in green uniforms with AK-47s slung over their shoulders break up sticks to keep their fire going. They're members of the Hamas government security force, and they're posted here next to farm fields in the northern Gaza Strip to stop and search any suspicious-looking vehicles. One of the military men who gives his name as Tawfiq says their first priority is to stop the firing of rockets from this area. We deal with everyone here respectfully, he says, but we will be harsh with anyone trying to launch rockets at Israel. The effort began late last week following a meeting between leaders of Hamas and other militant factions in Gaza. Palestinians who live in the northern border area told me they welcomed the move. Hatem Khader is cutting up imported potatoes for planting. He says it's good news that Hamas is enforcing the ceasefire with Israel.
This is harming our business and harming our lives. If the fire continues, then the Israeli will shoot and the tanks and bulldozers will come in here and they will destroy what I already planted. So these are losers, huge losers. So we are with stopping firing rockets to put the farmer's life in stability.
Jamal Sharif is a university professor who also lives in the area. He says in general he's not a Hamas supporter, but he is happy the group is trying to rein in other militants.
At least they are doing something to stop the terror inside our strip, because if they continue on throwing those rockets, I call them flying pipes, it is a good excuse for the Israelis to kill more civilians in Gaza. So it's better to stop them.
But Sharif goes on to point out the contradiction here with what Hamas is trying to do.
Actually, Hamas, if it keeps things quiet, this will make a paradox in its ideology, because its ideology is finishing Israel off, and now it's keeping the safe borders for the Israelis.
The implication is not lost on the Hamas leadership, which says enforcing the ceasefire is about allowing Gazans to rebuild, not about keeping Israelis safe. Still, Hamas spokesman Ihab al-Hussein says the government security forces will not use force or even arrest members of other Palestinian militant factions preparing to launch rockets against Israel.
We should do our best to have the dialogue and the Palestinian unity between us, but we're not just going to arrest this and put this, because at the end I will not be a security agency for the Israelis.
If Hamas is serious about enforcing a ceasefire, for whatever reason, they'll have to deal with a host of different militant groups. Members of one Palestinian militant faction show off some of their firepower. That includes assault rifles, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and parts for a large improvised explosive device. Wearing a black mask over his head, a spokesman says his faction is committed to the ceasefire for now.
We are part of the resistance, and we were sitting with Hamas, and we agreed with Hamas to calm the situation down a little bit to see what will happen with the ceasefire.
Is it possible that someday there could be peace?
The Israelis, they don't know any language except the language of power. What has been taken by force, then it should be returned back by force.
This is exactly the problem Hamas faces. It's a tall order to keep all the different militant factions in Gaza on the same page. Some Islamist groups are openly hostile to Hamas. Just yesterday, there was a salvo of 4 rockets fired at Israel. As I speak with these particular masked gunmen, there's the sound of aircraft overhead. They look up, and we all decide it's probably best to get a move on. Palestinian militants in Gaza are frequent targets of missile strikes by Israel's unmanned aerial vehicles. For the World, I'm Matthew Bell, Gaza City.
You can see pictures of those masked gunmen and the potato farmer in Gaza at theworld.org.